How's everybody doing today? Thanks for having me. It's overwhelming. God is good. God is good. I'm so happy to be here. Definitely a blessing. I'm just ready to come into work and just put the team in the most winning position to win games and just come and work hard and just do my thing. Ready to go. First of all, in college, we had some big-time receivers that are coming out this year. Hakeem Nicks, Brandon Tate, Brooks Foster. So, I mean, we had excellent receivers. And, you know, I just did my job. And my job was to basically block and have support on our run game because we were kind of a, you know, smash-mouth team. And that was my job. And you know, I did my job, never complained about anything. And, you know, I just held my ground and did whatever I had to do with my coaches. Just to make sure that the biggest thing was that we were winning games, and that's all that mattered. You know, people were recognizing us, and we were on national televised TV, and you know, we were winning, and people knew who North Carolina was, and that's all that mattered to me. So. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm eager. I'm ready to go. I want to show everybody what I'm able to do, even though I didn't really get a chance to display that in college. But now that I'm here, I feel like Coach will use me in all types of ways, and I'm ready to go. We ran a lot of routes, you know, route tree, tight end route tree. We watched film, broke down some of the plays and stuff like that. Just went over like a brief basis of their offense and how things are ran, and you know, it went well. It went real well. I feel like I could fit. I mean, Coach Daniels said he wants to, you know, he needs somebody that's versatile. And, you know, I feel like I could do it all. It's just anything he asks me to do, I'll get it done. Really just, you know, continue to work hard. I've been training. Just basically God, really. I mean, I'm a big religious guy. I mean, I talk to God all the time, and God did his work. And, you know, I felt like I was good as anybody else coming out in this draft, and I asked for the opportunity to display that, and I'm glad that this whole staff got a chance to see it and, you know, believe in me, and I'm here. Actually, I think the combine and the individual workouts were kind of all the same. You know, it was like going in under the lights at the combine. Like, this was the job interview. You had to go out there and show these guys what you could do. And then that's how my approach I took on it. And, you know, when I got there to Indianapolis, you know, I knew what I had to do. And, you know, the rest is history. Biggest thing is, like, coming out of college, while I was in college, like, you know, stats was a big deal. At least that's what I used to think. And I didn't have much stats. I think I had 12 catches, 100 yards, you know. And people were probably kind of wondering, like, you know, who is this guy? And I just wanted to show them that I was capable of doing, you know, doing good as the next guy. And once I got the opportunity to show for, you know, what happened. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yeah, I watched it to the end. You know, like, towards, like, the mid-second round end, I was kind of, I already had my mindset that I was going the next day on Sunday. And, you know, like I said, God is good, you know, last pick of the second round. And here I am, and I'm happy, and I'm Like, everybody at home is so proud, coaches, family, friends, everybody, and I just want to make them proud and represent them all, represent this program, and just be the best player I can be to help this team win. And I do whatever it takes, special teams, everything, just to, you know, wherever I can fit, wherever that niche that I need to fill, I'm ready to go. And I promise you, you know, I'll make something happen for everybody.
Was everybody back home surprised as you with your rise up to the
second round? Throughout the process, you know, people were keeping up with, like, the stuff on the media and the internet and stuff like that. You know, I would get calls and saying, like, yeah, you know, you're going here. This is going on. You're doing great. And I'm just kind of – I'm the type of person that I'm like, well, I have to see it, you know. Like, I didn't get too caught up in the hype or anything like that. So I heard about, you know, stock was rising, things like that. And, I mean, that's good, but I have to see it. And this is what it had to show for. So, it's
fine. Got to talk to some of the other drafts.
Yeah, like the guys that I talk to, like, I can already tell they got good characteristics. They're good people, smart guys, real humble. You know, we kind of all clicked when we got picked up from the airport. Like, we just kind of, like, already, and good guys. And that's the type of guys that Coach Daniel wants to bring to this program. And I'm just glad to be a part of that because I know he wants to rebuild and bring this program on the rise, and I'm just happy to be a part of that, and I'm ready for that ride. Can you repeat that again? Oh, those good guys. I mean, I can't wait to work with them. You know, I'm ready to go. I'm just ready to learn. You know, this is another learning experience for me, and I'm ready to go. So. It's kicking in a little bit. Today, when I landed in Denver, I said a prayer as I was landing, and like I kind of lost it, you know. And the lady sitting next to me, I know she kind of felt a little awkward and everything, you know. But you know, I mean, I never had much, and you know, it's just definitely a blessing to be here. And it's kicking. I called my dad, called my coaches, just told him I was a little nervous because I knew I had to do this interview. And I just, you know, I just told him to pray for me and be with me. So, thanks. Thank you. I'm satisfied with 260. I'm around 258 right now, but I play at 260.